When I first joined the military, I wasn't in the regular army. I was in the Women's Army Corps. About a year after, the Women's Army Corps disbanded, and I think that was in 78, that the Women's Army Corps and the regular army came together. I ended up being a fixed-wing crew chief for a little over a year before I went to flight school. There was a wonderful fellow that worked in the maintenance hangar. His name was Ray, and he was a warrant officer. And he mentored me, and he, you know, made it very clear there's nothing that those guys can do that I couldn't be able to do with an airplane if I was properly trained. So I took him at his word. Flight school was a very difficult time for me. There was an incident that happened to me there. Was one of those you have to suck it up incidents. And but fortunately, I had some supporters. The perpetrator was very visible in his harassment of me. And so when that was going on, there were at least people that were standing up for me. My last assignment, I was stationed at NATO, Land Southeast, Izmir, Turkey. And that was an awesome assignment. There were a lot of great things about it. I was still getting a lot of heartache because of being a woman in a man's world. But surprisingly, the Turkish people were absolutely, genuinely wonderful and beautiful. As it turned out, while I was there and I was invited to it, they graduated their first woman pilot in the military. So it was really cool to be there because I was flying their general. Our big boss was a 4-star Turkish general and I was his pilot. I feel very comfortable around other veterans. There's one special thing about veterans. You could be in a group of 1,000 people and you'll always find your way to the table that has all the vets sitting in it. Regardless of whether or not you knew it or not, regardless of whether or not they're wearing an army hat, there's something that binds us, that joins us all together. And then there's something that's even another kind of special when I run into women veterans that have been through as much time and experience, especially the pioneers, as I have.